The most powerful pro-Israel lobbying group in the U.S. wrapped up its annual gathering in Washington today. Over the past few days, half the Senate, dozens of House members, and various top members of the Bush administration took part in the meeting of the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, or AIPAC. NPR's David Welna reports the conference showed once again just how much political clout the group wields at both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue.
Just after they heard Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon tell them, "We need you," via satellite this morning, the time had come for those at the AIPAC meeting to hear from arguably the most prominent conservative in Congress.
Ladies and gentlemen, a friend of Israel, a friend of democracy all over the world, and a real mensch, Tom DeLay.
The crowd of about 2,000 gave DeLay a standing ovation, and the Republican leader lost no time reassuring them whose side he's on.
As long as I'm in Congress, I'll use every tool at my disposal to ensure that the Republican Conference and the House of Representatives continues to preserve and strengthen America's alliance with the State of Israel.
And even though the Bush administration sent Secretary of State Colin Powell to meet with Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat, DeLay said it was the wrong thing to do.
If a man's life's work has been fomenting, orchestrating, and directing the slaughter of innocent people, that man is, by his very evil and corrupted nature, beholden to terrorism. And democracies must never negotiate with terrorists.
But the born-again Christian got the strongest applause when he refused to recognize the areas of the Middle East occupied by Palestinians.
I've stood on the Golan Heights. I didn't see any occupied territory. I saw Israel.
Bernard Becker, who's the national commander of Jewish war veterans, said even though he's a Democrat, he was highly impressed by DeLay.
Very strong, and he went right to the point.
Were you surprised to hear that from a conservative Republican?
No. Well, maybe yes. Maybe yes.
AIPAC members and other supporters of Israel gave Democrats more than $4 million in the last election, twice what they gave Republicans. But Phil Friedman, who's a member of AIPAC's executive board, says that ratio can change.
I think the American Jewish community has a historical identification with the Democratic Party that seems to be indicative of some of the political contributions that they give to candidates for Congress. But I think in terms of looking at that U.S.-Israel relationship, members of the pro-Israel community will support those who are supportive of that U.S.-Israel relationship, whether they're Democrats or Republicans.
Republicans, in fact, tend to be more supportive of Israel now than are Democrats, according to recent polling done by James Zogby, president of the Arab American Institute.
There's an unholy alliance today. AIPAC, the traditional Israel lobby that goes from government to government in Israel, supporting whatever they do, has been joined over the last several years by the neoconservatives and the Christian right.
Zogby says it's more possible to have a good debate on policy issues in the Israeli Knesset than it is in the U.S. Congress. That's because, he says, many members are intimidated by AIPAC.
They say, look, these guys can cause me problems. They can get a lot of letters written, and they might be able to spend some money against me. And so why buck them?
A police escort this morning accompanied seven busloads of AIPAC members up to Capitol Hill. Donald Hess of Birmingham, Alabama, said they were on their way to do some lobbying for Israel.
We're going to meet with our congressman, Spencer Backus, and our two senators, Jeff Sessions and Richard Shelby, all three of whom are terrific on America's fight against terrorism and shared values with the State of Israel.
So aren't you preaching to the converted?
We're thanking them for being our partners in looking for peace throughout the world.
It's that kind of support that AIPAC hopes will keep the U.S. lawmakers solidly on the side of Israel. David Welna, NPR News, the Capitol.